Hello, it's the petitions clerk here. It's been a while since we did our first recording, and it's certainly a lot longer than we'd intended. And we will be using this audio boo a lot more frequently. This isn't some kind of novelty thing that we're getting into, but we've had quite a few technical problems with uploading and just doing recording through the web browser and what have you. But hopefully we've got everything sorted out now, so we'll be a lot more frequent with giving you updates about the work of the Public Petitions Committee. So I'll make this one short because I actually just want to check that this works and records and uploads okay. Parliament was actually in recess for a week or so, there wasn't a huge amount happening, but back to work now. Had a committee meeting Tuesday of last week, and you can find details about the various petitions that the committee looked at last Tuesday by visiting their web page on the Scottish Parliament's website, or just go into a search engine, type in Scottish Parliament Public Petitions or Public Petitions blog, and you'll be able to navigate to the committee's web page. A couple of interesting petitions, with one to do with standards of housing and private rented housing in Glasgow, and the Scottish Government's housing minister came along, gave evidence. Committee was also looking at the petition to do with availability, access to cancer treatment drugs, the process which has gone through under certain circumstances, which the committee has been looking at for a couple of years now. And another big step forward would bring about improvements on that front. In the future, committee's next meeting is actually going to be an external one. That will be away from the Scottish Parliament building at Holyrood. This is our first external meeting of 2010, which is going to be in Anstruther in Fife, famous for the best fish and chips in Scotland. So that's on Monday the 15th March. Again, visit our webpage, you'll find details, they'll be posted up this week. The agenda, the papers, the petitions that the committee is going to be discussing. Got a couple of petitions coming from the pupils at Wade Academy, which is a school that the meeting's actually taking place. That should be really interesting. I've actually just been at an event today with the Scottish Youth Parliament. It was their March conference, so I was pleased that they had invited me to go along, chair one of their sessions, which was extremely interesting. This was the members of the Scottish Youth Parliament, the MSYPs, debating a number of motions, which they'll now take forward. There were four motions, and three of them the MSYPs voted on and agreed to take forward. Extremely good quality of debate, well thought out arguments, good questions. So that's something which the Public Petitions Committee is quite keen to be further involved in, and how it can generate more petitions to come forward from young people across Scotland. As I say, we'll be using audio be a lot more frequently. So fingers crossed, when I press pause recording and then I press upload, it's going to whiz its way up onto the website. But assuming everything's okay, you'll be hearing from us again soon. Okay, thanks.